Controlling the Stress Response, the Watchtower. If the amygdala is the smoke detector in the brain, think of the frontal lobes, and specifically the medial prefrontal cortex, or MPFC, located directly above our eyes, as the watchtower, offering a view of the scene from on high. Is that smoke you smell the sign that your house is on fire and you need to get out fast? Or is it coming from the steak you put over too high a flame? The amygdala doesn't make such judgments. It just gets you ready to fight back or escape, even before the frontal lobes get a chance to weigh in with their assessment. As long as you are not too upset, your frontal lobes can restore your balance by helping you realize that you are responding to a false alarm and abort the stress response. Ordinarily, the executive capacities of the prefrontal cortex enable people to observe what is going on, predict what will happen if they take a certain action, and make a conscious choice. Being able to hover calmly and objectively over our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, an ability I'll call mindfulness throughout this book, and then take our time to respond, allows the executive brain to inhibit, organize, and modulate the hardwired automatic reactions pre-programmed into the emotional brain. This capacity is crucial for preserving our relationships with our fellow human beings. As long as our frontal lobes are working properly, we're unlikely to lose our temper every time a waiter is late with our order or an insurance company agent puts us on hold. Our watchtower tells us that other people's anger and threats are a function of their emotional state. When that system breaks down, we become like conditioned animals. The moment we detect danger, we automatically go into fight or flight mode. In PTSD, the critical balance between the amygdala, in this case the smoke detector, and the MPFC, our watchtower, shifts radically, which makes it much harder to control emotions and impulses. Neuroimaging studies of human beings in highly emotional states reveal that intense fear, sadness, and anger all increase the activation of subcortical brain regions involved in emotions and significantly reduce the activity in various areas in the frontal lobe, particularly the MPFC. When that occurs, the inhibitory capacities of the frontal lobe break down and people take leave of their senses. They may startle in response to any loud sound, become enraged by small frustrations, or freeze when somebody touches them.